Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Kisetze. That's Perek Chav Dalid, Pasuk Hey. And the Pasuk tells us, Kikach Esh Isha Chadasha, when a man marries a new wife, Lo Yetze Batzava, he shall not go out to the army, V'lo Yavar Al V'chal Davar, and it shouldn't even obligate him in anything. Naki Yeh L'Beis Hashana Echaz, he shall be free to his house for an entire year, V'simach Es Ishta Eshalakach, and he shall gladden the wife that he married. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey, Isha Chadasha Shehi Chadasha Loi, she's a new wife to him, V'afilu Almana, even if she happens to be a widow. This excludes if he's remarrying the wife he already divorced, she's not considered new to him. Any army related matter shouldn't have to do with him. This has to do with the army. Not to supply food and water to the troops, and not to fix up the roads. However, as we learned previously in this parsha, someone who's going to go back from battle because of what the kohen had told him, for example, if he had built a house and he didn't actually live in it yet. Eras Isha, he got engaged for Lakacha, but he didn't marry her. Maspikim Mayo Mazun Mataknin Sadrachim, they do have to be involved in the war effort. Yel Beisei, the Pasuk says, Va'af Bishvil Beisei, even because of his house. What does that mean? Im Banabais V'chanochai, if this person had built a house and he lived in it, Vimnata Karen V'chiloi, if he planted a vineyard and he actually got to enjoy the fruit, Enos doesn't Beisei Bishvil Tzarcha Mechama, then he doesn't leave his house at all because of the war. Le Beisei Zeb Beisei, this is his house. Yel Rabbis is Karmai, that includes his vineyard. So there's actually two different stages over here. If a person built a house and didn't live in it, got engaged and not married, or planted a vineyard and didn't enjoy it, then he doesn't fight in the war, but he has to contribute to the war effort. We had learned about that previously in the parsha. Now we just learned that if he got married, built a house and lived in it, or planted a vineyard and enjoyed it, he doesn't get involved at all in war for the entire first year of that. And Rashi continues, V'simach yisamach es ishta, he shall gladden his wife, v'targumai v'yacht yos itse. And back to Chomesh Pasuk Vav. Lo yach bel rechaim v'rochev, he shall not take as a security or as a collateral a millstone or grindstone, kinevashu chayvel, because he's taken that person's very livelihood. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav. Rechaim, he hath achtoina, that's the bottom stone, v'rechav, he alyana, that's the upper stone of the mill, lo yachbel, imbala mashkane al chayvev bezin, if he's coming to take a collateral because of money that a person owes him, lo yamashkenenu bedvarim sha'isim bahem oichel nefesh, they're not allowed to give him a collateral that is actually the very source of this person's livelihood, he has to take something else. And back to Chumash, Pasuk Zayin. Ki matzei ish, when a man is found, gainev nefesh me'achav mibnei Yisrael, he stole someone of his brothers, he stole one of his brethren of Klai Yisrael, that means he kidnapped him, v'samarabai, and he used him, umachari, and sold him, umesa ganavahu, that ganav has to be killed, uviyata rami kerbecha, and you shall destroy this evil from your midst. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, we're talking about a kidnapper, ki matze be'edim v'asra, this is talking about that there was witnesses, and he was warned, v'chin kol yimatze shebatera, anytime it says in the Torah, yimatze, that means there was edim and hasra, v'samarabai, and echayv achishtamish bai, this kidnapper is not chayv misa until he actually used the person that he kidnapped. And back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, he shamer, you shall take care, benegat tzaras, when it comes to tzaras, lishmar ma'od v'lasos, to be exceedingly careful and to do, k'chol asher yairu eschem ha'kayhanim levim, everything the kayhanim levim teach you, kashir tzivisim, like I commanded them, tishmru lasos, you should be very careful to perform. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, he shamer benegat tzaras, sh'loi titlash simani tuma, you're not allowed to pluck out any signs that show that you might have some tzaras, v'loi tukas sabaharis, if you have a haris, that's a little bit of tzaras, you're not allowed to cut it off of your skin. K'chol asher yairu eschem, everything they teach you, everything they tell you, im lahaskir, im lahachlet, im latahir, many different things that are involved in tzaras, whatever they tell you, you have to follow it. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, Zachar, you shall remember, es asher asa Hashem lekech Miriam, that which Hashem, your God, did to Miriam, baderech b'tzeischa Mitzrayim, on your journey out of Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes, Zachar es asher asa Hashem lekech Miriam, im basal yizar, shaloi tilka b'tzaras, if you wish to be careful, not to be stricken with tzaras, al tesaper lashon hara, don't speak lashon hara, Zachar ha'asi l'Miriam, remember that which was done to Miriam, shedibar b'achia, she spoke lashon hara against her brother, v'laksa b'negayim, and she got tzaras. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud, kisa shebreyachah, when you have a debt with your friend, mashas me'uma, it's any sort of debt, lo yisavei al beisei lavet avaytai, you shouldn't go into his house to collect the security or collateral for that loan, b'chutz tamad, you should stand outside his house, v'ish asher atonai shebay, and the man which you lent money to, yotzei alechas avaytai chutza, he's going to bring the security, the collateral outside to you. And v'im ish anihu, if he's poor, lo yisishka b'avaytai, you shouldn't lay down with his collateral, hashev tashev lo yas ha'avet k'vay ha'shemesh, you have to return it to him when the sun starts setting, v'shachav v'samlasi v'archeka, and he's going to sleep with his garment, and he's going to bless you, u'lachati yitzdaka, and for you it's going to be an act of righteousness, lifnei Hashem lekecha, in front of Hashem your God. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod, kisa shebreyacha, tochev b'chavercha, you lent your friend money, mashas me'uma, chayv shel klum, it's some sort of loan, it could be any amount of money. Pasuk Yod, bezen Rashi, lo yisishka b'avaytai, lo yisishka v'avaytai ezlecha, you shouldn't lay down for the night, and you have his collateral still with you. Rashi, Pasuk Yod, gimel, kivay Hashemesh, when the sun sets, imkisus lailahu, if it's his pajamas, his night garment, so then you're not allowed to keep it with you. You have to bring it back to him before it becomes night so that he could go to sleep with his pajamas. Imkisus yaim, and if it's his day garment, hachzir babaiker, so you have to bring it back to him in the morning. Ukvar kasuv bevel mishpatim, and it was already written in mishpatim, ad bay hashemesh teshiven ulay, kol yom teshiven ulay, you could return to him the entire day, uchvay hashemesh tikachenu, and then once it comes to be nighttime, then you could take it back from him. Uver hachekon, he's going to bless you. Vimeinim avarcha, and if he doesn't bless you, mikol makam luchati etzdaka, nonetheless, it's still going to be an act of righteousness for you. We're going to stop you for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the last daily in Parshas Ki Tse Tse, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.